And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're not in those fan studios this morning. We're out with Wayne Cotto and CCA California at beautiful El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon, the Greenfield exit off the I-8. And, man, we're going to have a great show talking CCA California and a lot more. We have a fantastic crowd already assembled here. Paul Dyke from El Cajon Ford is here with us, too. We're going to have a great time. Tons of prizes to give away. And, of course, the Shimano Casting Contest. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're live at El Cajon Ford here. Beautiful El Cajon Ford. This is my favorite of all the Ford shows.
Yeah, why is that, Ricky?
This is my hood. This is where I bought my truck, and it's in my neighborhood.
It's Rickyville.
And it's you want to talk about, like all of our Ford live broadcasts we do, you want to talk about supporters of fishing, supporters of what we do. Paul Dyke here, everybody at El Cajon Ford.
Yeah.
This is just a great spot, always a great turnout, and looking forward to be a great show, man.
They are fishing guys.
Yeah, no
Paul,
doubt.
I fish with Paul Dyke, and he's a good fisherman.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, that. I mean, and they talk fishing here at Elk Owen Ford, and they'll take care of you. You come on down. They have, of course, the Labor Day Cell-a-thon. We're going to hear more from Paul later on about the Cell-a-thon and how big a deal it is this year especially. But you've got the Cell-a-thon is like the all the stars are aligned.
Right.
You've got end-of-the-year clearance. You've got the Cell-a-thon deals. There is no better time to buy a Ford car and truck than this weekend.
This is it.
At Elk Owen Ford.
Because,
right,
like, exactly like you say, all of the money, all the rebates are all, like, linked on top of each other. And
right.
You got Cell-a-thon, and they're trying to make room for the new cars coming out
right.
for the next year. Like, this is it. This is the weekend to buy a new Ford.
No doubt about it. So come on down to Elk Owen Ford, Broadway and Main. Elk Owen, come on down and join the fun here, the Let's Talk Hookup Live broadcast. We have such a huge group already here and plenty of room for more people. Cowboy's got his donuts, and boy, oh, boy. We have, like I told you last weekend, we're emptying the chutes this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
When I opened the prize package, Tommy goes, whoa, are we going to give away all this stuff? I go, yeah, you do.
Last
so we've
one.
Got a lot of great stuff. We've got a lot of AFCO gear, AFCO belts, and we have AFCO hats, AFCO shirts. We have an AFCO Horizon jacket to give away, which
is
my favorite jacket.
Yeah.
Colt Sniper jerk baits, Colt Sniper jigs. We have AFCO bait nets. We have a lot of Nomad lures over there. A lot of great stuff. So come on down. You have a chance just for stepping up, just for showing up. You get a ticket from the guys when you get here. It's your first time. You just show up. You get a purple ticket from the guys, and then you also enter to win that 4-day. Fly down, fly back trip in January on the Royal Star aboard Alaska, flying down from LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines.
Including your airfare,
yeah,
the whole line.
The whole deal there. So you get a random. We have one random winner today, and then, of course, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to announce the winner of that.
That's exciting.
From the 8 qualifiers. And when you're a qualifier, you're going to win something huge.
Yep, no doubt. All of the prizes are killer.
Yeah, well over $500 each. But so you're guaranteed a great prize if you're a qualifier. And, of course, the one big one is, of course, that fly-down, fly-back trip on the Royal Star.
But, so. I mean, all the things, the AFCO Anhydrous gear, the highest-end foul weather gear,
yep.
your own charter on the Blackjack at a Dana Landing,
yep.
Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, like everything that's given away is high-end.
Yeah, for sure. So going to be a great time. This is your last chance to qualify. So come on down to Elk Owen Ford, Broadway and Main. It's the easiest way if you're coming from the coast is take I-8 and get the Greenfield exit. You make a left and then left on Main, and you just come on down until you see Elk Owen Ford. You can't miss it. You'll see all the balloons. The balloon man's here with that expensive helium tank, which we were talking about. It's
right.
like a 600. He said when he first started buying the helium, it was $30 a bottle. Now it's $600 a bottle, right?
I'm very familiar with that price of helium. Our bottle that we keep on our boat was always $50. It cost $50 to fill our bottle. We did it last week. It was $235.
Yeah, yeah.
Same bottle. Nothing has changed except the helium inside of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure Paul can attest to that, right, Paul? No doubt about it. Well, hey, Wayne is here from CCA. Good morning, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that very much for you being here and joining us here at Live at Elk Owen Ford. What's going on at CCA?
Oh, we got so much going on these days, guys. We just pulled off 5 chapter banquets in 4 months this year. We now have a 6th chapter out in the Ontario area called the Inland Empire chapter. We're going to do a mini seminar out there for them at Sweetwater Brewery or Skyline Ale. I'm sorry, Skyline Ale in Corona. Dave Hansen's going to be our guest speaker, guys. So strap
Hang
in
on.
And buckle in because it's going to be a good one. He's going to be out there talking about Bluefin and all of his knowledge. You know, he's going to be running around that place. We won't even need to wire him up. And then thanks to Okuma and Accurate out there because they've been taking care of us. And that new chapter is off and running.
That's great.
We'll have 6 banquets next year. We're already starting to schedule all of that. Guys, we've been busy, 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 busy. We have federal legislation that we're still working on. We are still working up in Sacramento right now on a bunch of fishery management's plans. Trying to take care of our hatchery funding. We are working up and down the coast, still trying to work on habitat. We just did a bluefin tagging trip. Unfortunately, it wasn't as successful as we had hoped. We picked an off week weather-wise. It was pretty snotty out there. But we got the tags, and we're ready to go out again. We're going to continue to work on our hatchery program. We're going to be working on broodstock for not only white sea bass, but the halibut. And the halibut that we did last year have spawned. They're about 3 or 4 inches now. And
cool.
We put in a request to release the first round in October. And that would be very cool because
that's
what we're going to try to do is release them back into San Diego Bay where most of them were caught.
Wow.
That's
so
cool.
And we're talking in the thousands.
Wow, that's going to be
so
fantastic.
That would be very awesome if
how
we can get
fast
them.
Do those halibut grow?
They were spawned earlier this year, so it's within the same year that they're going to be probably released for this first round at least.
Uh-huh.
That's our goal. And again, this whole hatchery program is all about experimenting, right? It's all about the science to how to do it better. So this is our first round of this halibut. And we're trying to figure out what the best feed is, or they are trying to figure out what the best feed is, what the best growing pattern is. It's different than white sea bass because you have to put them in raceways and you need flat surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they stack up. So how do you do that within the confines of a hatchery program versus having a tank where they can swim around like a white sea bass would?
Yeah, sure.
So it's a little bit different, and that's what we're learning.
Yeah.
And then what size is the right size to release and where to release. Hopefully our goal right now is to reward the guys that helped us with the broodstock collection. We changed from sport boat collecting to private boat collecting. So why not release them on the private boats and disperse the fish if we can?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So that's what we're going to try to work on.
So basically nothing going on at CCA.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just another day.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not enough in Southern California. We're working our way up the coast. We're going to work on Central and Northern California to expand. I'm heading up to Morro Bay to try to do an event in November. We're going to keep working up into San Francisco Bay, Eureka, you know, just keep working it.
That's great.
And the more we do, the better we're going to have coverage, the more.
More numbers, more members, more everything.
Exactly.
Wow.
More influence.
Fantastic. And, of course, Chris Arechidero, who is the assistant director along with you, has really added a lot to the team, right?
Absolutely. Boy, I don't know how
Chris,
I was doing it before.
Step up to that mic for a second, Chris. I want to get a feel. What's it like working for the one and only Wayne Cotto, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It's almost like he's the Energizer Bunny, and you're trying to chase him around.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
wait a minute. You're younger than he is. Come on. You should be able to do that.
I know. You'd think so.
But no.
Wayne's an awesome dude. It's unreal working with him every single day.
Yeah. Well, you've added a lot to the team, and we're very appreciative of your efforts.
Thank
you're
you.
Here
yeah.
at Elko and Ford's with us, talking CCA with people while Wayne's on the air here.
So oh, yeah.
If
oh,
you
yeah.
have any questions for CCA, for Chris, if you need to join,
mm-hmm.
And you want to sign up for the
come
SoCal Chowder Challenge,
for sure.
You've got it all covered, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come find me, guys. I'm going to be here all day.
You're going to be around. All right. Well, thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. So tell us about the bluefin tagging program. So you have some satellite tags you have?
Yeah, so what happened, we worked with Dr. Barbara Block out of Stanford, and there's two types of tags. There's a satellite pop-up tag, which you implant inside of a fish, and the science behind that tag is amazing because it actually works off of the internal pulses of the fish, and they can actually figure out where that fish is. They can work on light ranges, and it regenerates based on the pulsing.
No kidding.
And those tags are about $6,000 a piece.
Whew.
Now you have, and then you have these other ones, which are archival tags, which are kind of like the ones we're used to, that you plug into the fish and you release them. And those are about $1,000 to $1,200 a piece. And the whole point of what we're trying to do is we always talk about the science of what we try to accomplish with our fisheries management. There's difference of opinion on when those fish are spawning and what age class, size, and what's triggering them. They really don't know. Some of those scientists are saying that it's 3 to 5 years. The age class here is 6 to 7 years in some cases. So Dr. Barbara Block thinks that they're swimming up and down our coast and actually not going back at this time. And so that's what we need these tags to do, is show us what's going on with these fish. Where are they migrating? Where are they spawning? How is this working? What's the trigger mechanism to when they're going to spawn? What makes them go back across the Pacific Ocean to Japan or Taiwan or the Philippines to spawn? In which water? Is there a temperature range? What is that trigger? And all of that science is very important to the longevity of our sport.
Yeah,
you know?
So, absolutely. Well, sounds like there's so much to talk about, and we have a lot of people here gathered. Come on down to El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main, and El Cajon Greenfield exit off the I-8 freeway. And we're giving away a lot of stuff today, Ricky.
You're not kidding, man. Today's a really fun one. And like Pete said, it's a very easy show to get to, a very easy spot. And El Cajon Ford's such a great host. And as you mentioned, man, with just so much stuff As we said at the beginning of the show, all the AFCO gear and Nomad Tackle and all that raffle is totally free. Just come on in, show up, get a raffle ticket, and during all the breaks, we raffle away a bunch of good stuff. And if that wasn't enough, we have the Shimano Casting Contest already going in full swing. Lots of great prizes there, including a brand new Shimano rod, also a Shimano and new Nomad lure package. It'll have DTX minnows. It'll have Colt Sniper jerkbaits, a really cool lure package.
It's several hundred dollars.
Oh, yeah. In addition to that, we're also giving away a trip for two on board the San Diego. So those are our first, second, and third prizes, trip for two to go fishing with Captain Ryan on the San Diego. Plus, the winner of the casting contest qualifies for winning one of those mega 8 grand prizes that Pete referred to at the beginning of the show. And everybody in attendance is going to get a ticket for all of those great giveaways. And we're going to pull at the end of the show today one more qualifier, the final qualifier for that mega grand prize, which again is a trip on the Royal Star, a long range trip for one, the fly down, fly back Mazatlan trip in January. Again, it includes round trip airfare from LAX to Mazatlan and Alaska Airlines. We're going to draw that qualifier at the end of the show today. You do have to be present, and you got lots of time to get down here. Very easy to find. El Cajon Ford off the 8 freeway, just exit Greenfield, hit Main Street. You'll run right to it. Very, very easy spot to find and a great time. It's a really, really fun show. And if you want to join us on the phones, we want to hear from you this morning. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan. Again, 833-288-0973. Or better yet, come on down to El Cajon Ford, ask a question, talk to Wayne, and just see the cowboy, see Tommy P, let him know that you want to ask a question. And every person that steps up to the microphone today is going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Today we're giving away the local kind. It's a great pair of Maui Jims. This one is the soft black frame with the sea blue. It's the great sea blue and gray frame. It's a new frame from Maui Jim, really good looking.
Really
these
nice.
Will have the Hawaii blue lenses, and of course that super thin Maui Jim glass, a great pair of Maui Jims that will be given away at the end of today's show.
Step up the mic. So yeah, two chances to qualify. We have 8 total qualifiers. We have 6 already qualified for the trip and the prizes. One's going to win today from the casting contest.
Yep.
And then one is also going to win from the random draw. So everybody has a chance to win.
It's going to be a great show, lots of fun, and a great opportunity to talk to Wayne, you know, a guy that's doing so much for us and so much stuff going on with CCA. Going to be a lot of fun. If you want to call, talk fishing, talk fun. We want to hear from you. Again, on the phones, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up questions. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
The Longfin and Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 8th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle, free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle and hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Again, live here at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon. Having a great time. Ready to talk some fishing, man.
Yeah, and let's talk to Shimano Pro Staffer Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to take a minute. I'm on my way out to Catalina Island to go do some more of that great talco fishing.
Now, why would you want to do that? Wayne and Tommy told me that it sucked.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of a tough day, you know, when you're catching 111 calicos and then, you know, up to 6 pounds and wow. Chasing first schools of calico bass in an area. We had a fantastic time. You know, I can't thank those guys enough for coming out and going fishing. And their, you know, Tommy's lunch was outstanding. It's up there. So, Chef Tommy, thank you so much again for lunch. But, you know, the anglers right now, even though it's weekend, a little bit of a crowd, the fishing right now is about as good as it gets as far as the the calico and yellowtail fishing at the island. I just say, hey, you know, if you can't make it out on a boat to go to tuna fishing, you know, go out and do some bass fishing where you can catch numbers. You know, I had a really tough day yesterday with David and his daughter Abby, and we got, you know, 56 bass up to 6 pounds yesterday. So
Well, sounds like Tommy was so. Now, first of all, did Tommy behave himself?
Tommy was great. A lot of bleeping going on in between a few of those bites, but I tell you, Wayne was on fire on that spinning outfit and the weedless. You know, it was fun times. Today I have Anthony Canelli. He's the general manager at Save on Tap, and his brother Dominic visiting from back east. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of the same thing today. So we're excited to get out, but I just wanted to call and thank Wayne and Tommy for coming out. And also, again, Wayne, thank you for all you do for all the anglers out here in California, and your hard work to continue to let us fish and you know, help us anglers.
Oh, no, thank you, Benny. Can't thank you enough. What a phenomenal trip, guys. Anybody who hasn't been out with Captain Benny Florentino on that 25 Ranger Bay Boat, you're missing out. That is a beautiful ride. guys, he comes out, the first thing you get is a big old breakfast carne asada burrito.
Nice.
And then
nice.
You can follow that up at lunchtime with Tommy P and his gourmet lunches. I don't even need to fish. But, man, we go over there, and Catalina was on fire.
Wow.
We found multiple schools of boiling, breaking bass. They were just everywhere. And there was a ton of bait in the water. And you just throw into it. I don't have to be a good angler. I just have to know how to throw a jig in the water. You know, and you're using all that phenomenal Shimano gear that Benny gets wrapped by. You know, and then all of the jigs that he's got and the weedless baits and everything. You just can't. It was as fast as you could throw it in the water and pull them in. And if we were using those A-rigs, pulling in multiple four-pounders, are you kidding me?
Multiple on one
on
rod.
On one rod.
Wow. So, hey, Benny, that's one of the things when you fish with Coastal Charters and Benny Florentino, you get to use all the latest and greatest Shimano gear, gear that Ricky and I haven't even seen yet.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times you get to go fish with Captain Benny Florentino. And then also he's got all the secret stuff that makes it happen, because you're basically on this stuff every day, right, Benny?
I try to get on it. You know, every day can be a little challenging. I tell people it's like fishing in a tournament every day. You got to figure it out. And once you figure it out, boy, there's no stopping us. But I'll look, you know, I'll go from the east end of Cat to the west end and then some. So, but, you know, the goal is to always get people on fish and have a good time. And, hey, they at the same time use some of the great Shimano outfits that I have. You know, the new SLX DC, Corrado DC, Tranks 200, you know, bait fish. We got the tunnets. You know, spinning reels, Stratix, and things. So, yeah, I really tried to, and I'm really fortunate that Shimano has outfitted me to take care of my guests.
Well, you do a great job for him, Benny, representing the product. And, Benny, we know you got to run over to Catalina. You got to get there. So thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate that. And if somebody wants to fish with Coastal Charters, Captain Benny Florentino, how do we do it?
Okay, two ways. You can DM me on Instagram, coastal_charters, 310-779-0397. Go to my webpage at www.fishcoastalcharters.com. And, guys, I'll see you on the 28th of September. And if you want to come out and have a great day of bass fishing, give me a call. You guys,
Benny,
have a great show. Wayne, Tommy, Ricky, thanks again, guys.
All right,
thanks, Benny.
Thanks, Benny. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate you calling this morning. I head over there and have a great day. Tommy P, so did you actually have fun with Wayne?
You know, I have to tell you, it's like a dream come true. You know, you wake up from a dream and all of a sudden you think you're at Cedros Island fishing with Rosie. Or Jeff. That's how good the calico fishing was yesterday.
Wow.
And he forgot to mention that his personal best for two anglers on the boat was 126 calico bass.
Wow.
Wayne and I got 111. And But
he didn't tell us till the end of the day. I wouldn't have stopped for lunch.
Well, after those breakfast burritos, we didn't stop for lunch till around 2 p.m. And if we didn't eat lunch, I guarantee you, we would have broken that 126 fish calico record in one day. It was that
good. Well, when you're catching two at a time, that's pretty good.
Or three.
I mean, think about how many that fish that is in between all the backlashes that Tommy had to pick out of his reels to still have that many.
Oh,
it's a really impressive number.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really good. Sure.
Guys,
really
that's good. Just bass. We caught other fish. We don't catch we don't count the other fish. That's just bass releases.
Cool. Just calico bass.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good.
Well, thanks,
so
Tommy.
You need to do it.
All right,
call,
so you
Tommy.
Still have a lot of prizes over there, right, Tommy P?
Yes, we
you
do,
and
Cowboy's over there. He's heading the show, and let me tell you something. There's a ton of stuff, so step up to the mic.
Come on down to Elkhorn Ford. And speaking of Elkhorn Ford, Paul Dyke is here, general manager and head guy. Go ahead and pull that mic. Good morning, Paul.
What's up,
Paul?
Good morning, everybody. Great turnout.
Great turnout. And you have a lot going on this morning. You have KUSI.
Yeah,
right?
A little TV going on,
yeah.
Telling people what's going on down here. Specials are great. Sellathons are always the best time to buy.
Yeah.
That's why we have you guys here, you know, take care of the fishing community. But the deals are great. We have huge incentives right now. Extra $2,000 trade assist rebate. So if you have a trade and you thought it was worth $5,000, it's worth $7,000 this
That's
weekend.
So cool.
Yeah, so we want to get
Holy
your trades
mackerel.
In here. Yeah,
seriously?
Plus 0% for 72 months on a lot of the vehicles.
Really?
Huge rebates. Inventory for Ford is fantastic right now. We have a lot of 2019 F-150s throughout San Diego at all the Ford dealers. But
wow.
we want you to come to El Cajon Ford and check out Let's Talk Out Hookup this weekend. But, yeah, inventory is fantastic right now.
Yeah, so I was saying earlier in the show that the sell-a-thon on Labor Day weekend is the perfect storm because you've got to get rid of the old stuff or the 2019s and wait for the 2020s coming in. And you have the sell-a-thon incentives from Ford, so there is no better time to buy than right now.
Definitely the perfect storm. Incentives, rebates, we need your trades. All these Ford stores here in San Diego, we do sell used cars, so we need your trade-in. Ford's putting those extra rebates out there. And the truck specials are fantastic going into desert season, coming off of fishing season. If you wore your truck out this year going down doing all this fishing that's going on in town, we got brand-new trucks for you. Great deals on them.
Elko and Ford always blows me away at the inventory of trucks that you guys have. You know, when you drive around and, you know, look down into the inventory you guys have, it is truck heaven at this place.
Yeah, and you think we never sell any because we don't have holes out there? We literally have another parking lot this size down the street that we can reload this inventory.
Full of Ford cars and trucks.
And we never used to have that, but business is so good at the Ford stores right now. We've got double the inventory we used to have. Business is back, and we're selling trucks as always.
So once again, somebody walks in this weekend, goes, Paul, I want to buy a new F-150. What are the incentives?
0% for 72 months can save you a ton of money. If you need a low payment, the Ranger right now, the leasing on the Rangers is fantastic. We have no money down leases. Get you in one of these brand new Rangers. They tow up to 7,500 pounds. So if you got a fishing boat, you can take that. You don't have to have this big truck during the week. You go to work in the grocery store. You can still fit it in parking lots, but still tow 7,500 pounds at 10 speed automatic.
Out of a Ranger.
Wow,
that's awesome.
The new Ranger is phenomenal.
Yeah, you got to drive it. Come on down and take one for a drive. You don't need to buy one, but you need to drive one, and then you probably end up buying one if you're looking for something.
7,500 pounds. What's the engine in the
It's a 2.3, 300 horsepower, 10-speed automatic transmission.
Wow.
That just gets great fuel economy, runs super strong, and, you know, people that are pulling their boats are loving them.
That's great.
Yeah, no, everybody that's... So how big of a boat could you pull with 7,500 pounds? Is it 23 feet, something like that?
Yeah, it depends, you know, how it's all rigged up and set up. For sure. You know, our bass community.
I say, this is bass boat headquarters. Yeah, I don't think there's a bass boat around that you need to worry about not being able to pull.
Five, six grand. Some of these outboard boats that center consoles that everybody's using, they're under 7,500 pounds. So, definitely, you know, figure out what your boat weighs. You never want to buy a truck that can't do the job for you, and we'll never sell you a truck that won't work for you. So we'll talk about that stuff, but we'll get you the right vehicle. I have, if you got the big boats like you guys have, brand new diesel 4x4 crew cab STX package, under $50,000, $47,900 for a full size diesel 4x4
with
a diesel. So
and that's during the sell-a-thon weekend.
During the sell-a-thon for
sure. Yeah, wow. So how do we find El Cajon Ford?
Right here, East Main, 1595. Come on down to the show or anytime, ElCajonFord.com.
Yeah, just easy off the I-8 for you. Now, let's talk about your sponsorships in fishing. You guys are such huge supporters of the fishing community. Of course, we've appreciated your many years of support from the San Diego County Ford dealers here on Let's Talk Hookup, and you are one of the key parts of that. You and Mark Wheeler are kind of the driving forces there, and we sure appreciate that. You guys do a lot of bass tournaments, too.
A lot of bass tournaments. We got a lot of bass fishermen here at El Cajon Ford.
Yeah.
And our customer base is a lot of bass people. And we like to give back. We do the night tournaments where you can only time you can fish on the lakes at nighttime. We do El Cajon Ford nighttime bass tournaments. We also have the two-day tournament where you're swapping lakes and going for big, big money. I mean, we throw a bunch of money out there for the bass community. And, you know, we see a lot of boats and a lot of fun, and it's just all about going out there and having fun.
That's cool. Well, come on down to El Cajon Ford, talk fishing, bass fishing, tuna fishing. I know I've tuna fished with you on my boat.
Yeah, we caught a few.
And you guys have an offshore boat, too, that you fish on. And they're real fishermen down here and really great car guys. So thanks, Paul. Appreciate
all your
support. We're stoked to be here,
buddy. And check out any of the Ford stores. If you're not out here in East County, all the Fords this weekend, Ford stores will take care of you.
They all have the sell-a-thon.
All have the sell-a-thon going. But if you're within 100 and maybe 100,000 miles of here, this is the one.
Okay. I agree, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
Thanks, Paul.
The time. And bring you back in here. Appreciate that very much. Paul Leader from Paul Leader, of course, the former president here, Paul Dyke, now doing a great job here. Jim from National City is here.
Jim making his way
Jim
up
here. Jim making his way up here. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Speaking of bass fishermen, figured we'd follow up Paul Dyke with one great bass fisherman, Jim from National City.
Easy, easy there. I want to thank the Ford dealership, first of all. Thank you very much. I've been coming to these very many years, and it's just great. Thank you very much to the Ford dealer and Ford company. I drive a Ford myself. Anyway, a fish report. I went on the Liberty Wednesday. I caught a couple, one yellowfin, one bluefin. The fishing was a little tough. We didn't get our first fish till 11:30, 12 o'clock. And then Taro found a school of bluefin at 3 o'clock. We picked up 16 there and had four yellowfin. The thing I wanted to mention, they were rationing bait that day at the bait receiver. Because, you know, they're getting hammered now. When you go out to the fishing grounds, it's like a parking lot. There's so many boats out there. So anyway, they were rationing bait, and you want to take your time and get yourself a good bait, good presentation, and you got a real good chance of getting bit. So anyway, that's my fish report. A big fish was a 42-pound yellowfin.
Yellowfin.
That's a big yellowfin.
Okay.
And the bluefin were 32 to 40 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, real nice.
Real nice fish. That's great.
That's great, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, the Catch Report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are also available at Dana Landing Mission Bay. We got the cast man standing by. What's up, Cass?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Down here in San Quintin, fishing with Captain Juan on the Pesca La Baja tournament here. Got in on Thursday. We fished yesterday. The day before and the day before that, the white sea bass were biting, and Captain Hunt had about a 70-pounder on Wednesday. And as it usually happens, you know, you should have been here last week or the other day. But we couldn't get him to bite yesterday. But today's a tournament day, so this is the day of the town. So hopefully we'll have one on board here that we can weigh. And anyway, we're fishing. We got just loaded up the bait tank with mackerel. And we got a bunch of squid, so we're golden if we can find the fish. But down in the Baja, you know, Loretto, same old, plenty of Dorado, no really big ones. I think 15, 20 pounds about the max down there. And then moving down into San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas there, they've had a pretty good tuna bite out at the Iron Bank, getting some nice quality fish, 40, 50 up to 90 to 100. So some really good tuna fishing going on there. Inshore, they've been getting the water closer to the beach there around Punta Gorda. Here again, not a lot of big fish, and kind of, you know, just let the anglers know to get those little things, make sure they release those, because those guys really go fast and have to fish me for the water jet, because they were absent there for a while, but they seem to come back in pretty good numbers. As far as billfish goes, that really slowed down, too. Small stripers are being caught, and a few blues, but it's not a lot. I don't know what's going to happen to the Disney next month or in October. So anyway, stand by. But that's the report for this week. Just want to let everybody know, Corey and I got the El Salto trip January 10 to 14, and I got 6 spots left on that. I'd like to fill that up. And anybody wants to join Corey and I in that trip, give me a call at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.com. And Captain Juan says hola.
Tell Captain Juan hola, too. And, yeah, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits and, of course, Let's Talk Hookup co-host will be joining you on that El Salto trip. So Corey knows El Salto like the back of his hand.
Better than anybody
he like practically lives down there, it seems like sometimes. But it's going to be a great addition to our Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours trip in January. So you want to go call Cast Tours and grab one of those last 6 spots. Thanks, Cast Man. Have fun with Juan today and catch a big one, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, man. Talk to you then.
Thanks, Cass.
All right. Very good. We're live at El Cajon Ford here. Broadway in Maine and El Cajon just off the Greenfield exit off of Ace. And Mike from Chula Vista is here. Mike was one of the first guys here this morning. I think he beat me here. I don't know. It was like, yeah, thanks for coming down, Mike, and appreciate you joining us here. Great crowd here at Elkhorn Ford. You still have plenty of time to come on down, win some great prizes, and have a chance to qualify for that trip.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I heard that down about 70 miles, I guess, the Dorado are going nuts on the patties. Is that true?
Great.
Yes. That's what I heard.
You heard that, Wayne?
I did hear that.
Yeah?
They're coming up heavy.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
Well, they're also out. They were catching them down in Cedro, so they're coming up the pipe right now.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
It's good news.
They're expecting to be a big bite.
Well, we're ready for it.
I was gonna say, sign me up, buddy.
We love those. You know, it's funny. Today being the last day of August, tomorrow September 1st already, believe it or not, Dove opener.
Yeah, darn right, buddy.
A lot going on there, but that's also September and October are the best months of fishing.
What was weird was when we were out at going to Catalina, when we left Long Beach area, the water was in the high 70s.
Wow.
We got as high as in the 77 range. It
really?
Was ridiculous how warm that water was
wow.
out there. As long as we have that warm water push that came north, know that's going to the bait and the fish are going to follow it.
Marlin, Dorado, maybe Wahoo.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what that San Clemente Island bigger bluefin bite does. You know, I mean, it certainly hasn't gone away. There's much better opportunities with all that yellowfin and school-sized bluefin that's, you know, just west of San Diego and just south of San Diego. But last year is when that big bluefin bit best was in the fall, in September, in October, even into early November. So very anxious to see what that does again this year. And, I mean, my gut says we're in for a really good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Ricky,
hey, Mike.
Ricky just answered my question.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, for coming down to Elkhorn Ford today.
Buddy.
Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More stand-up mic questions, more phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. and I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Here we go.
Use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Who do you think you are ordering me around?
And you can have Ben and Woods in your bedroom each morning while you get ready for work. Well, that's not creepy at all. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're live here at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon, having a great time talking fishing.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. If you want to get through, you can either come up to the mic here or we can call us.
Yeah, give us a call. And The Fan, again, if you want to get through on the phones, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Troy. He's calling us from Fontana this morning. Hi, Troy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning, Pete, Rick, Wayne. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question for Wayne. I'm up here in the Inland Empire area, and I had a heart attack when I heard about you talking about your CCA meetings up here in this area. I need some more details. What's going on? What's going on in Corona? And
yeah.
How do I be a part of that?
Great.
Hey, we want you to become a part of that. We've been holding the meetings at the Okuma headquarters. Al Barker from Accurate is the president of the chapter. We're having our first open meeting out there in September. It's going to be at Skyland Ale Works in Corona on the 24th, 6 to 9 p.m. So if you can make that meeting, then come on out. We'll join you up. We'll get you on the list. If not, either email me or Chris your contact info, and we'll get you on the list so that you'll get on all the distribution lists.
Great, Troy. Thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for supporting CCA. Now, let's talk a little bit about the CCA concept national. Of course, CCA is a national organization, and they build membership by creating these individual chapters in local areas, right, Wayne? Why don't you talk a little bit
Absolutely.
About that?
So the whole CCA outfit has been around for 40-plus years, started in Texas. We're in 19 states. California is the last state to come on board in 2015, and since then we now have six local chapters: Santa Barbara, Channel Islands, L.A., Orange County, San Diego, and now Inland Empire, Ontario, Corona area, Riverside County. And now we're going to keep working north. And underneath that are all the members. So what we try to do is you have local members going into a local chapter, and that way you have the local network and interest. Because nobody goes up government from to the top without going through local government normally. So the more people that you have and the more influence, the more networking you have. That's the goal, right? And each chapter has their own interests, whether that's L.A., Orange County, San Diego, Morro Bay, or Workaway North. They all have different problems that are going on.
Sure.
A good example, San Diego's got the San Diego Port Master Plan that we're working on right now. L.A.'s got different issues. Up in Channel Islands, you got the Channel Islands issues or the port issues up there, you know, or whatever. And you work your way north. We're going to get into salmon. We're going to get into issues with the stripers.
Each fishery is unique.
It's unique. And this state is so large, we're really three major unique fisheries.
Yeah.
So we have to expand.
What's really cool about watching the whole formulation of CCA California is how behind the projects the anglers get. And that's what's so cool. If people join, they get involved with CCA, and then they see results. And by getting results, they really get involved with CCA, and that's such a cool deal for anglers.
The nice part is we're very diverse. We're trying very hard to make sure that we encompass all of the fishing community. But fishermen are also outdoorsmen. And CCA not only is a fishing advocate for the saltwater angler, but we do advocacy work on conservation, habitat, hatchery, environment work. We do a little bit of everything. On top of the science work that we're doing with the bluefin, we're doing the tagging up in Channel Islands.
Uh-huh.
We tagged over 20,000 fish with the UCSB crowd last year.
Wow.
Out of Santa Barbara and the Ventura ports. And, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's, four or five different groups up and down the coast that are doing it as part of that tagging collaborative.
Yeah.
And we're participating in that where we can. But we need more anglers. I mean, whether or not you're doing it up in the Santa Barbara way, all the way up into Morro Bay, or all the way down into San Diego and La Jolla, right? All of those programs need anglers. Why? Because we are the ones that need to hold them accountable to what we're doing in those programs. When you don't have the anglers, then the scientists are fishing. They're not good fishermen.
Right.
It's going to throw the study off, right?
Yeah.
We get on the boat, we're high stick, we're high count. So what does that say about how many fish we're going to tag? They weren't tagging 20,000 fish until we got involved.
Right.
You know? But that's going to make...
It's a watchdog deal.
And when they come out with their results on those programs, when they were showing us preliminary results, I go, you can't make that finding.
Yeah.
That's not a good argument.
Yeah. So you're watching
over
them. Yeah, good. That's the way it is. Mark from Santee is here. Mark's right up front here, and thanks for coming down to Elko and Ford here this morning, and still plenty of time to come on down.
So, Mark,
I got a question for Wayne. Are you going to have any more surf fishing seminars?
Yes. What happens on the surf fishing seminars, we're tied directly with Bill Varney and his surf fishing. So his program is set up, and he publishes his list, and he's also the one who does our calendar, right? The sport fishing calendar, and we participate in monthly drawings in that. His schedule gets set, and then we follow right along with him. The next one is all the way up in Morro Bay in September. I think he's done down here. September 27th is up in Morro Bay.
Here.
I think he's done down here for the season. But he puts on, I think, six or seven of them a year.
Yeah. And the next question I have is, I asked this before, but 365-day fishing license.
Okay, so what happened with that? Yeah. This one's been
dead. I heard it was dead.
No, it's not dead.
Okay.
It's near and dear in my heart. It's a larger problem. Because if you take it out of context and just worry about the 365 license, the department doesn't want to talk about it and they'll squash it. And that's what we had happen with the legislation the last 2 years. What we're doing is we're working on a bigger program called R3. And R3 is a program putting together hunting and fishing interests, trying to get more people to participate overall. And this is a national program that we're trying to develop in this state. And it includes hunting and fishing, saltwater, freshwater, everything. And it has to do with marketing, communications, mentorship, the science, and all the other pieces that go with it.
Right.
The 365 license is one of eight components in this whole program. And you can't take the license by itself and say you're going to be successful. And that's what the department keeps trying to harp about, which is fine. So if we put it together as a full program of not just the 365 license, but auto-renewal, update the system, give yourself... an online app, put it together with a marketing program and our mentorship program and our fishing club programs, and put it together, then we'll all succeed. But if you just take one component out of context, nobody's going to succeed.
Why do you think it is that they're trying that just a 365 license wouldn't get pushed through? Like, what is it about that?
It's a cost issue.
Okay.
Because what happens is if you don't push all the other components, you can The studies that we've done with the states that have already done it, if you just put the one component of 365, you will lose money because your renewal rates will actually drop off. But if you put the whole program together, then you can actually lower the cost of the license and increase volume and overall make more money.
And like auto-renew and things like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so we're pushing all of that. We've been participating in six of the eight committees of the R3 program. We just put out the first draft of the whole overall policy. And so what we did on the bill was we took the bill and stalled it and turned it into a two-year bill. So we're going to reintroduce it next year because it'll be part of that R3 package, and hopefully the department will get behind
it. And introduce it as a successful package.
Correct.
That has
because
much
right,
higher
right,
likelihood of passing.
Exactly. Right now, the licensing program for the state is up for renewal. So it ties in at a perfect time for them to update their licensing program, update and get the online apps that we all want on our phones, tie it all together and simplify the licensing program, and hopefully at least hold, if not bring down the cost over time.
That's our goal.
That's it.
That's awesome.
Mark, thanks for coming down to Elko and Ford. Cheer from Cardiff.
What's up, Cheer?
Cheer, thanks for coming down. Appreciate you joining us here.
This is fabulous.
He's got a little AFCO raffle prize there.
One of those new shirts. Yeah, those are great.
That's cool.
Great. Super comfortable, yeah.
So,
okay, question is, what has happened with the sardine issue? I heard about it. We were really concerned about it. Fortunately, it went through. We're continuing to catch them. What's happening now?
So what happened on the sardine was with Pacific Fisheries Management Council did a stock assessment with National Marine Fisheries Service. And 2 years in a row, that survey came back saying that we had to press stock. The problem with their stock assessment is NOAA is a federal agency, and they weren't originally coming inside the state waters, 3 mile line, right? Where were all the stock? It was all up along the shoreline.
Right.
So we got them to watch it the first year, and they came back and said, okay, yeah, you're right. But they still, it takes a long time to change a program like that, a modeling program. So right now, the second year, we got them to admit that they have a problem with their modeling program, which is the first step. And now we've got three different proposals that have been authorized to help them fix the inshore modeling, whether that is with using sail drones off the mothership for NOAA or using our spotter planes, which we all know are up, and that's why we kind of talk about it, and then doing this other one there where another guy has another boat that he's going to try to do different kinds of survey. All of that and working with guys like our bait manager guys, right? Evan Ham is like the key. They're out there doing it every day. So all of that input is going to
talk
help.
To the people that are catching the bait.
Right? Yeah. They know where it's at. I can show you where there's no fish.
Yeah. I mean, you watch the boats. They're right off the beach.
Right. Exactly. They're right, so they're in the state waters. So they weren't fully capturing the full stock assessment. Okay. So that's not fair. So what we did was we got them to vote themselves to give themselves the autonomy to make these emergency changes and not do the hard cap. If they had if they have to stick to a hard cap that says it hits this number based on our stock assessment, it gets cut off, then we're kind of stuck because the stock assessment model's bad. But they recognize the issue, so they voted themselves an opportunity to make an adjustment, an emergency adjustment.
Holy mackerel.
So we saved our live bait fishery 2 years now.
A lot going on at CCA.
So again,
how do you do all this?
Again, Wayne's got nothing going on.
We don't do it by ourselves, guys. Don't ever understand. Yeah. We do not do this by ourselves. It is an army of people, volunteers, and other organizations that we partner with. We are networked, and that's the key to what we do. Whether that is with our tackle manufacturers, ASA, the boating manufacturers, NMMA, working with SAC, with Ken Frankie and his group, and all of the great staff that he has.
And I got to mention a guy who does so much is Bill Shedd.
Bill Shedd.
Oh, my God. How does he do it?
You think I'm the Energizer Bunny. That guy never saved.
Yeah, he's unreal.
He's on so many boards. He does federal stuff, national stuff. AFCO gets 10% of their profits back to conservation across the country.
That's unbelievable.
Insane. Yeah. But man, we are working hard on all levels. Well, that was a big one, and we were scared on that one, but we were successful. Yeah. So we, knock wood, we have our live bait fishery open right now.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey, buddy.
Thanks for coming down to Elko and Ford.
Thanks, Chair. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. A radio.com sports station.
This is Ian Kinsler from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Kinsler with a double to the wall to left center by the 385 side.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories. We don't know if they're true or not.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.